Let's talk about something we didn't talk about yesterday, and that is Jim Fossil.
John Fossil. Rest in peace, Jim Fossil.
Sorry, Jim. And the curious nature of special teams in general. Now, everybody freaked out on Sunday over the block punt attempt. Now, we did go deep into the fourth or third. When was the actual first punt because of the penalty that was on the punt at midfield right before halftime? I feel like there were so few punts in this game, even though the scoring was relatively low.
Yeah.
That definitely was the first attempted punt of the game.
It was.
With a couple of minutes left.
First possession of the third quarter was the only punt of the game that happened, and the Chargers punter never actually punted.
Okay, so let's look at it from
punt a lot.
Let's look at it from this perspective. You have, if you're a special, and I didn't like the call. All right, I just thought it was weird considering the timing, the field position, all of it. I thought it was strange.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's look at it from the perspective of, let's do the devil's advocate here, because I've seen no defense of this. It's like the crane technique. There is no defense. But let's look at it from the perspective of, this was the first time the Chargers punter took the field. If you want to extrapolate that out over an entire game, you may have one more opportunity to run this play that obviously they were incredibly confident that they could get a piece of the football. They saw a weakness in the Chargers scheme, right? This is why you call a play like this. This is why you run, you know, the crazy throwback play they did against the Steelers. They saw some weakness in the armor, and they thought, let's do it here, because when are we going to be able to do it elsewhere? And instead of going 90 yards, maybe we go 20 yards.
Right.
Maybe we have a chance to just have a layup here at the end of the half. Now, it didn't work out. You get the penalty called. It all looks terrible. But they were very close.
Oh, yeah.
The play that they actually called, where Fossil said they wanted to run the up man back into the punter, they almost did it. They were so incredibly close. And so at what point do you say to yourself, all right, we play this team once a year, obviously, it's not a division opponent. We see a glaring weakness. We have maybe one more opportunity, maybe none, to take advantage of this. We have to do it now, regardless of field position, regardless of time left on the clock, regardless of our timeout situation, regardless of score, because all of that was thrown out the window. Right? This is our opportunity. Do it now.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all, of course.
No.
But who did? So I don't think that's a real fresh take. There's so many things about special teams that can flip a game, and at the same time you say to yourself, it's just not worth the risk. And I suppose that is what separates, you know, I mean, like, Jimmy Johnson wasn't worried about the risk. That's the thing. Is that if you just want to say, you know, what's the point to all of this? What's the point of ever trying to ambush a team? Well, then you would probably say, well, there's never a time that we should take a chance if something could go wrong. So I don't want to think like that. I don't want the Cowboys to think like that. And I do believe Fossil is a very good special teams coach. Nobody wants to hear it because, you know, football coaching, by the way, very similar to coaching in any sport, it only gets put under the magnifying glass when something goes horribly wrong. Overall, kick over kick, stat over stat, he has demonstrated a far improvement over his predecessor, which, by the way, most people don't even remember his predecessor's name, because basically he was an assistant coach, and when what's his name, went to Oakland to join John Gruden.
Bisaccia.
Bisaccia. Yeah, yeah. I almost thought Joe DiCamillis, but that's like 15 years ago. But Rich Bisaccia left, and they pretty much just hired, I don't want to say his intern because that's rude and unfair, but his assistant, and the guy who had very little, if any, you know, experience, was kind of outclassed for all of 18 and 19. The Cowboys had very, very poor special teams, and that stuff matters. So here comes Fosso, and you say, no, no, we need to put a premium on special teams. It really matters. And then people get mad if any of his plans don't work. And, of course, you can go too far in any direction, and this is where you need a head coach to tell him to back off from time to time. So there's a middle ground. I'll tell you, the block punt to me, and I know he was very smart-alecky about the entire thing. What I think happened probably is that you had that rookie, Azir Kamara, the star of Hard Knocks, just a little too aggressive and went in there probably a little too hard, and it's a rookie like in his first NFL action, perhaps flying a little too close to the sun and learning the hard way.
Made a nice tackle later in the game.
Yeah, and should you even have punt block on when it's 4th and 20 and you're going to get the ball back? We can definitely argue you probably shouldn't.
No.
But then you're never going to block any punts if you are always going to look at the worst-case scenario. So I don't know where the middle ground is. I'll tell you what really bothers me if you want. Bob, what's the one thing that bothers you about special teams? At this point in time, I would never return a kick. Now, that sounds really dumb.
You mean a punt or a kick?
A kick,
okay.
I would never return a kickoff in today's NFL because they're giving you the 25-yard line, and very few kickoffs where you field it behind your goal line are you going to get to the 25. At the 20, it was worth the risk because you can argue a good return will get you to the 22 or the 23. Occasionally, you'll be out past the 30, but these return guys – it's like asking Lamar Jackson if he wants to go for it on fourth down. If you ask a kick returner, do you want to return this kick? They sure better say yes, or you got the wrong guy back there. So
you know what I love about that, though, right now within the NFL, is that so many of these kicks, they're kicking it. The kickers are so freaking good. They can kick it at will,
yeah,
in between the 5 and the 1, forcing you to make that decision.
That's right. That's right.
And it's just like,
well, and
oh,
it's
my
not
God.
Even a decision, because if you let it bounce, now it's a free ball, so
yeah.
you better catch it, and if you're at the 2, you better go.
That's brilliant.
But Pollard the other night does go, and he has great confidence, and we all do in Tony Pollard. The problem is I don't have confidence in the 10 guys blocking for him, partly because those guys are sometimes just out there because somebody else got hurt. And so now you take a penalty and you're starting possessions at your own 10. In fact, didn't that happen on the final possession for the Cowboys? Am I crazy? Did the Cowboys start their first possession or their final possession? I can look this up pretty handily. They started that 4-minute drill at their 13-yard line because there was a penalty on the kick return. So I don't know, man. The general view is that the Cowboys were one of the 5 worst special teams before Fossil got here. And now they're better than league average. That's over the course of a season. So if you can go from 29 to 13, basically by hiring a coach and saying, handle our special teams, and he does it, and you don't go sign a bunch of special teams all pros, what you do is, you know, use the same amount of money and the same amount of priority, and you say to my coach, fix our special teams. He takes you from 29 to like 13.
Yeah, they're 11th in his tenure right now.
Yes, and so if he does that, but then you can find 5 times during the season where he really annoys you because he tried something a little too crazy and it didn't work, but yet the sum total of his body of work has gone from the bottom 5 to the top 1/3 of the league, is he doing his job well? Or, as some people say, should he be fired at halftime and have to figure out his own way home?
Well, I mean, that could have lost the game the other day.
It absolutely could have lost the game the other day. And it could have lost a couple games last year, and it actually did. I'm asking, though, what is the normal goal of telling a guy and giving him authority and saying, go fix our squad?
So, Jean-Jacques Taylor of the Dallas Morning News, and The Ticket, of course. He said this, and I thought it was very well said. He says, Fossil genuinely seems oblivious to the fact that special teams should be about avoiding the disastrous play and not making the spectacular play. I kind of agree with him there. In the end, it is do your job. And your job in our heads, you know, there may be a punt return or there may be the throwback play that can get you somewhere quick. You just want to avoid the 105-yard return. you want to avoid a block kick, you know, on your end if you're trying to attempt a field goal or a punt. It's about minimizing the spectacular on the other end.
Well, that's what I think. That's not always true. Some of the best teams in the NFL, you know, they hit their ceiling as a team because their special teams were a net positive. That Bears team in 06, do you think they get anywhere close to the Super Bowl if Devin Hester isn't destroying? Because
but isn't that
I don't.
Singular,
they
though,
took Rex Grossman to a Super Bowl, man.
But you have guys like that and Dante Hall that come along, you know, once every 7 or 8 years that just.
Well, they blocked some punts that year, too, but I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, those guys make the ultimate difference. And if you can find one of those guys, good on you, typically, but that's hard to do.
Okay, the Ravens, Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech routinely blocks four or five kicks a year. That absolutely puts them in a higher class than they usually are. I guess what I'm suggesting is coaching is a super hard job, and I realize in our forum, in our medium, there's nothing more fun than everybody acting like every coach sucks, and especially our guys. They all suck. We got to fire. I thought we were bad with Garrett. This guy's even worse, and we just keep going on. The Cowboys haven't had a good coach since Jimmy Johnson because he, you know, basically was the last one to win a Super Bowl. They're not even sure Barry should get credit for his. And so that's how it works, is that all these guys are morons. And the fact of the matter is, it's an impossible job because you get almost no credit for wins and you get all the blame for losses because nobody wants to blame the guy they just bought his jersey. Like, I love Luka. Luka's not capable of a angering mistake. Rick Carlisle. Now, that's the guy making all the dumb mistakes. Let's fire him.
Right.
And you know, that's just the mentality. But I'll tell you what, it was interesting hearing Justin Leonard say that he would love to be the Ryder Cup captain because I've heard some guys say, you want to talk about the biggest thankless job in the world, be like a coach or a captain where you send your guys out there and now you are just crossing your fingers that they don't screw up.
You're helpless.
Because I just put a rookie on the punt block team. I was not expecting him to run into the punter and almost lose us a game that we can't afford to lose. That's the job, though.
Right. Is Stricker going to get blamed when Spieth starts duck hooking balls left and right?
What was he thinking putting him in that match in that situation against that guy? Anybody can see that was a bad decision.
Right.
So I don't know. I think Fossil's very good. I also think he needs a head coach that tells him no from time to time. And for all we know, he has one, but McCarthy seems to be pretty cool with risks as well. By the way, if you want to know why Bones Fossil is not still the coach in Los Angeles, it's because Sean McVay got tired of this and fired him. That's exactly what happened after the 2019 season. And if you go on YouTube,
what were his big offenses?
He called a fake punt at just the wrong time. And
the head coach can't override that?
Well, he did. He fired him.
Well, I mean, the moment.
Of course
Well, you can if you know it. But the way they teach a lot of these fakes are basically there's an automatic.
Right.
Like if you count the guys out there and they are not prepared, then you as a punter, you now take matters into your own hands. You don't yell over to the coach, hey, they don't have enough guys up here. Should I run the fake right now? No, they can't do that. Mm-hmm. So it starts in mini camp where here's how our fakes are going to work. We have this automatic. Do this anytime you don't see the other side prepared.
Wasn't it the Cowboys that always had the fake punt on and Bill Bates had to call it off?
That was Danny White.
Was it Danny White?
Wow.
Danny always had carte blanche to do whatever he wanted on a fake because he was such a good athlete.
Through the 90s, Corby, they always had when they were in punt formation, every punt was supposed to be a fake punt.
Until Bates called it off because he was the up man.
Yeah.
That is wild.
It's crazy.
All right.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.